Good morning, everyone. Today is the 7th of August, 2020, Friday morning. And it's amazing what a good night's sleep will do. My son is doing a lot better. I appreciate all of those who have prayed for Mark. God is really helping him. John 14:26 tells us that the Comforter, which the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. John 16:23 and 24. Arthur Pink wrote a book entitled The Holy Spirit. And in that book, he points out all of the different roles the Holy Spirit plays in the life of the Christian. He speaks about how the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. He is the convictor of sins. He is the He exalts and lifts up Jesus Christ. He's our guide. He's our advocate to Jesus Christ. Christ is our mediator, but the Holy Spirit is the one who leads and guides us into all truth and lifts up Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what it would be living on this depraved earth if we didn't have the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives to guide us, to correct us, to convict us of sin, to comfort us, to lift up Jesus Christ? But God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that when Christ ascended back to heaven, we would need a comforter. And he provided the very thing that we needed to walk this veil of tears down here. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. We hear the joyful sound, the Comforter has come. The long night is past, the journey waits at last. The Comforter has come. When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. For ye shall receive of mine, and he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. How many times has the Holy Spirit revealed and opened the Word of God to us in a more clear way? When we pray for God to reveal his Word to us, his Holy Spirit quickens us to the truth of the Word of God. What a blessing that is. I recommend everyone, if you can get your hands on it. I'm going to have to get another copy. I loaned my copy out to someone, and you know how that goes. From now on, whenever I give someone a book, I don't loan it to them, I just give it to them, because I've lost so many books by loaning them. And for a long time I expected to get them back, but no more. The problem with us when we get in the flesh, we often go by our feelings and are not seeking the Lord in His Holy Spirit. And we're going by our feelings rather than the Word of God. Sometimes I don't feel like writing or doing anything at all. I rather feel like sitting in a chair with my face against the wall. My feelings I cannot trust, and they often cause me pain. And most certainly my feelings cannot an entrance gain into eternal bliss with my Savior and my King. If I'm trusting in my feelings, this will no comfort bring. I should be trusting in the One who purchased eternal life for me. Trusting in my feelings only brings uncertainty. So the next time I start feeling bad about this or start feeling bad about that, Lord, let me see Jesus who sits on the throne of heaven, but while here on earth they in your face spat. I'm glad you did not go by your feelings, but shed your blood for me so that I would go to glory to live with you in eternity. That's a certainty. We should be trusting in the work of Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. In the winter time, we often think of baby Jesus lying in a manger. The Creator of the universe being born in a stable to our minds can be nothing stranger. Why did He come in such a humble manner? There was no room for Him in the inn. To show us that He had taken on the form of being fully man. Yes, He was fully God as well, laying in that stable. This was not just a story for the children or a fable. Thousands of angels announced His birth to lowly shepherds in the field. The hope for all of Christ's people was manifest in time. He was revealed. But He's no longer a little baby in a manger in Bethlehem, but has put all things under His feet. He is the great I Am. We don't worship and pray to a little baby in a stable, but we worship the Master who is well able to speak the words into existence and save a sinner like me. So during the winter season, let us worship the King of Kings. Well, the wonder of grace, the wonder of grace. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, these pine needles, I get off the pine trees, and if you put them in hot, take some distilled water, put it in a cup, squeeze a little bit of lime and a little bit of lemon, and then take these pine needles and put them in your cup with that hot water. It makes a wonderful, wonderful, nutritious antioxidant tea. Very good for you. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear son to die for a wretch so unworthy, undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny, and yes, we gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of his grace. I'm thankful for the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God that he has shown his people. I'm also thankful for the Word of God. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he said, my favorite book in the whole world is the Bible. Well, I can totally agree with that. You know, that's where we get our hope. That's where we get our strength. That's where we get our consolation, is the Word of God, his holy Word. Without the Word of God, just think where we would be without the Word of God. We'd be stumbling around without a compass for our feet. And Satan would then be much more able to us deceive. But we have the Word of God to guide our every step and give us direction in a very evil place. Through the prophets, apostles, and Christ, a written precept. We are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, and without it we would be most certainly confused. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us the Word of God. Without it, I know not what we would do. But with it, we have sweet communion with you. Well, you know, we have also been given the gift of faith. And we have the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. I'm glad for everlasting eternal life. I'm glad that underneath us are the everlasting arms of God, regardless of what is going on in our life. We can look for him, to him, for sustenance and strength. The Lord loves his children forever. And everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amid all this strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father too. When we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for they are adopted into his family. This work is already done. Praise. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for his unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should him laud and bring endless praise to the one up above. For he's the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for he's the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing with the angels around his great throne. An anthem of glory will be that great song. Well, you know, I'm getting ready to go into the fall of the year. Summer, fall, spring, and winter. Not necessarily in that order. I've entitled this poem, Just Like the Seasons. Our lives are just like the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. In the spring of our lives, we are sprouting forth and ever-growing. In the summer of our lives, we seem to be overflowing. In the fall, our hair is changing color and we are slowing down. In the winter, the leaves are falling from our crown. Let us remember that our lives are just like the seasons. The only difference is that when we get to winter, we won't return to spring. Except when we awake and find in the New Jerusalem he did us bring. And in that paradise, winter will never come. It will be a land of everlasting spring with God's eternal sun, for we will need no light of the sun or moon there, for he himself will be the light of the land which will be so fair. Well, you know, many of us have concerns over our family. I've shared with you the story of my son and his journey through much tribulation because of his particular challenge with his brain. But one of the things I can say is that every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family when I'm trusting in him, because he holds the world in the palm of his hand. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever's going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me, so to my Abba Father I cry out daily, have mercy on me, is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children, he's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. Well, I hope today you're finding comfort in knowing that Jesus Christ is always there when you cry out to him. Let men and their philosophies fall. May Christ be my only claim, my all. Let kings and princes proudly flaunt. Earthly power and fame is all they want. My only claim is in Jesus' blood, amid the turmoil of Satan's flood. Exalting the creature is their delight. All praise to Christ, Lord, set my sight. On the eternal Christ I rest my case and only proclaim his sovereign grace. Well, the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. May you have a good weekend. God bless.